This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Phillies off today. Tomorrow, opening a series with the Cincinnati Reds. I'm glad they're playing on July 4th. We've had too many years recently where they don't play on Memorial Day or July 4th. Give me baseball on the holidays. They should play on all the holidays. Memorial Day and July 4th, Labor Day. So Phillies tomorrow, day game against the Cincinnati Reds. All right, back to your phone calls in just a minute here. On the Bryce Harper era so far, and if it ends without a World Series, can we consider this a success? Let's check in on the Twitter poll here, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up today, Hugh, and I think it's interesting how far in one direction one of the polls is going. All right, so first one, can the Bryce Harper Phillies era be a success without a World Series championship? Mm-hmm. 65% are with you, Hugh, saying no.
No.
Without a championship, no success. 35% with me. But this is the poll I'm actually more interested in. Should Hugh Douglas attend his community block party on July 4th? And we are at 81% yes. Overwhelming that you get out there and mingle with the people.
That's not going to happen.
It's a pretty big number, Francisco. I mean, 81%, y'all. You can't ignore that.
Appreciate
If you're getting that much support, Hugh, you just do it.
You got to
do it for the people. You got to do it for the people. Don't do it for you. Do it for the people.
Yeah. I'm not going.
It's not about you. It's about the people.
Not going.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Now, before
I love the people, though, I'm not going.
Well, if you love the people, you probably go mingle
just
a little bit.
Don't be bothered.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. Is it hard to go have a few pieces of whatever burger, hot dog, Lizzie?
You know the thing where you go for an hour, and if you're not having all that much fun,
leave.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's no commitment. So
there's nothing wrong with that. An hour of your time.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I think I've uncovered some of the issues.
What's that?
Do you not want to eat a glizzy in front of your neighbors?
I'm not eating a glizzy.
Do you know about his hot dog thing?
I don't eat glizzies.
No, it's not that. Hugh will not eat a hot dog like a regular person. He has to break it up into little pieces.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Well, eat it with a fork?
Well, whatever, his hands.
No, I don't eat it with a fork.
But he won't just eat it normal because he's uncomfortable eating it normal.
How do you not eat it normal? Like, how would you
I don't. I don't put the whole glizzy in my mouth. I don't do that. I'm not putting the glizzy in my mouth. Doing that.
You eat it piece by piece.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But
he'll
break it up like a child and then pick it up piece
like
by
a child
piece.
And put a piece
that's
in.
A little weird. Like, when you put that's a little weird.
It is weird.
Oh, so you just put the whole glizzy in your mouth?
Well, yeah, like eat it bite by bite.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
You realize everyone else thinks this is normal.
I mean, that's okay.
I know, but
that's okay.
I think you used to break the ice in the neighborhood. You go out there, have a few glizzies whole, and go back inside.
Definitely not having a few glizzies. Definitely not doing that. I hear what you're saying, but no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, all right.
It's not going to happen.
215-592-9494. It's how you operate. All right, so I wanted to rank here my five favorite Harper moments in his time, first half of his contract here. So we're going to do these in chronological order. I wasn't ranking really of like the best, but just kind of chronologically from the beginning to more recent. Let's start off with probably the first big Bryce Harper moment hit. August 2019, a Thursday night against the Cubs.
Holland ready again. And the 2-2 on the way.
Swung on, hit high and deep. Right field. And that ball is gone!
Look at Harper go around the bases. He's sprinting.
Bryce Harper headed for the plate at full speed. Game over. Phillies win it. That was a blast.
Great moment.
Against the Cubs. A grand slam, and he did sprint around the bases there. That, to me, was the first big Bryce Harper moment. All right, number two, playoffs against the Cardinals in St. Louis. I believe it was a Saturday night, game two of the National League wild card in 2022. And remember, Bryce, when he came off the IL late August, he didn't hit in September. I mean, I remember doing a show before the playoffs started, and we were talking about, like, which hitter would you want at the plate in a big moment? Mm-hmm. And very few people were saying Bryce, because his timing was off. He didn't hit in September that year. Well, he woke up against Miles Michaelis early in game two.
Bryce Harper leads off in the second. No score. He swings and hits one high and deep. Right field, forget about it. Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on the board. His first playoff home run as a Philly. And it's 1-0 here in the second.
He crushed that ball. Fran, I don't know where you were at on Bryce that in that moment, but I remember, like, I didn't know what we were getting out of him in the playoffs because he didn't hit when he came back. And then I was like, oh, that woke him up. Like, that was, right. We hadn't seen that kind of swing in a while.
I mean, that started everything for that postseason run, a historic postseason run. So, yeah.
I also believe that was that David Robertson, the relief pitcher, got hurt. He was celebrating in the dugout and he pulled his calf.
I'm
not sure.
It wasn't on the field?
No,
that wasn't Edwin Diaz. Right.
Edwin Diaz got hurt in the field. I think Robertson got hurt celebrating that. We were all celebrating. Phillies won that game and, of course, moved on to the division series against the Braves. They knocked them out. And then a few weeks later, a Sunday evening, game five here, NLCS. You know the moment against the Padres.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
I mean, listen to all these moments. And we got 65% of people saying we need a World Series for this to be a success.
I mean, that was a great moment.
We're there already.
But like I said, I was here for the first parade. And I remember the joy and the ridiculousness that I saw the night that they won that. And it was something like, that was the first parade, or the first world, not the parade, when they won. That was the first time I've ever seen anything like that. And man, I'll never forget it. Like the tears of joy that kids were crying, like it was like, it was one of the greatest moments that I've ever witnessed. And then to be a part of the parade and them going down Broad Street the way that they did, that's the moments that Bryce had. And I'm not trying to diminish any of those, because mm-hmm. those are great moments. Mm-hmm. I'm not. But there's not, like, I've never been a part. I've seen them, but I've never been a part of one of those. That is something that I think that anybody, the caliber athlete that he is, would want to have a part of their legacy.
I'm sure he would. And it really would put the cherry on top. But I don't need it for it to be a success. All right, let's go to the fourth one on my list. And I had to incorporate something with Bryce and the fans. Well, how about this one? A few years ago, Bryce Harper, when he hit home run number 299, he gave a shout-out to one of our favorite listeners here on WIP.
I was driving in today, and you know, I'm listening to WIP like I do a lot, the 2 o'clock hour. And a guy named Chuck called in, and he calls in a lot. He's hilarious. But I said, he was talking about our team and talking about me and stuff. And I walked in the training room. I was like, I'm going to go deep tonight for Chuck. That guy had me fired up, man.
You know what?
$2.99 for Chuck.
It's the first time I've heard that. You're going to go deep for Chuck, huh?
Chuck and Matt Airy, it's so good.
That's the first time you heard that? That was in 23. You were here.
Yeah,
we played it then.
No, because the shirts came out right, and it only said doing it for Chuck in Mount Airy.
Yeah, you forgot the cut?
I don't remember hearing the cut. But for him to say he going deep for Chuck.
Yeah, he's going deep for Chuck in Mount Airy.
I'm going deep. This was for you, Chuck.
That's right. Boom. How could this not be a success? You don't get that anywhere.
I'm going deep for Chuck.
That's darn right. And the last one on my list, October 2023, one game after Attaboy Harper when he had the base running mistake in Atlanta to end game two. Hugh and I were there. Almost got beat up in Atlanta by some Braves fans. Came back to Philadelphia, and Bryce Harper made sure Orlando Arcia didn't forget him.
The right-hander's pitch. Swung on. Belted. Wow. Deep right field. And it's long. Gone for Harper. A second deck three-run home run for Bryce Harper as he punishes that pitch from Bryce Elder. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
Breaking ball hit in the air. Center field. Going back is Harris. Back toward the wall. It is gone. He did it again. This time to center field. Harper looks at Arcia again as he goes around the second base bag. Fireworks are shooting out in right center field near the bell, and the Phillies lead it 7-1.
That's a big T-Mac call. T-Mac had a good call on that
one. Yeah, that was nice.
You know what I was thinking about as I heard that? The first homer of that game was Bryce Elder. That's the pitcher the Phillies beat up this past Friday night in Atlanta. That guy's going to have nightmares of the Phillies when his career ends. I mean, he gets crushed every time he sees them. It's batting practice. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, what's up, man?
Joey G and Mr. Hatfield. How you guys doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
You should wear that with some pride, Mr. Hatfield.
Yeah, I got a hat. I'm going to wear the hat.
You're good. Dennis, what's up? How are you?
Before I get to my trivia and Harper, I just want to say one thing. The last time I called in 2 weeks ago, I did, what was Satchel Paige's nickname and how did he get it? He carried, and the first one was Joe Namath's picture on Broadway. And I was listening and you felt like I was shunning him and just talking to you. So you today, you get the trivia question.
Oh, no.
I like this. Now you get the trivia question.
I wasn't shunning.
Why was Walt Frazier called Clyde Frazier?
Wasn't it Clyde the Glide?
Nope.
Why was he called Clyde?
Because I think it was 67, he was enamored with the movie Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
And Clyde wore those fedoras, and that's how he got the name.
The fedora. Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, the fedora. Okay.
Walt Clyde Frazier is one of the most, like, just you see him and you know it's him. Like, no one dresses like him, and he always does. He has that, like,
The jackets and the pants. Yeah. Beijing.
When he was with the Knicks, he drove around town in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, he's still broadcast and still wears those outfits. A very, very interesting character. I've always been a fan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. On Bryce Harper, I'm siding with you because it is about championships, and Bryce has had a very good career in Philly, but he has not hit, this is his seventh year, and he's not going to do it this year, he has not hit over 35 homers once in a Phillies uniform. He's only had over 35 homers once in his career. He has had only one time in this will be 7 years, over 100 RBIs. So that, to me, Schwarber has significantly more homers and RBIs than Bryce, and you really need the championship. And I think that, you know, the epitome of championships was Russell. I think he had 16 or 17,
right,
counting the gold medal as a player, as a coach, high school and college. You know, you need that championship to be considered, you know, one of the greats. I firmly believe that.
So, all right. So I understand your point on that. And I think if we're talking about all-time great baseball player, yeah, I think that's kind of a tiebreaker that he doesn't have, right? You're comparing him. But if we're just talking about his Phillies tenure, I still think there's enough in the bank here, no pun intended, that this is a success.
Let me give you one other point. The year he won his MVP with us, the first 3.5 months, he didn't play well enough to make the All-Star team. Then from July 15th to September 15th, he was the best player on the planet. And then in that Atlanta series in September, when your MVP is supposed to drag you along, he went 0-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're talking about the World Series?
No. The Atlantic Series. Atlanta was the World Series. Atlanta's in the same division.
We're talking about 2020, like 2021?
The year we were down there. I think it was hard.
Yeah. So, you know, he hasn't won a championship at any level in his career. Now, he's a very good ball player, but the champions are defined by championships. So, I agree 100% with you.
Well, I understand. And he's not a champion. I mean, Dennis, good phone call. No one said he is. I mean, that's the truth. He's not a champion. But does that not make that makes this not a success? I mean, I keep going back to where Phillies baseball was when he arrived here, and it was dead, it was dormant, and now we've had years of big success and a trip to the World Series and the NLCS and back to back years. That's successful to me. I don't know, like that doesn't come around very often.
Well, he revived the baseball culture here, no question about
that.
Yes, but with that being said, what do you think most fans are expecting out of this? Not just the revival, they want the jewelry, they want the hardware.
Well, we all want that. It's an interesting question. If we had polled people the day he signed, do you expect a World Series?
I would think most people say yeah.
I mean, we all would have voted. I hope. I think it could happen. I don't know. I mean, I said this earlier. If he went to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the teams that are typically in the mix,
mm-hmm.
like the playoffs every year and all that. Then it's like, well, they're good anyway. You better finish the job with that team and win the World Series. He came to the Phillies. I mean, the Phillies don't have a lot of history, of rich history of success. They really have 2 5-year runs in 100 years, right? And now this run is probably the third best run they've ever had. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like it was mandatory to win a World Series.
So let me. This is what it sounds like when you say that. So Bryce gets the pass because he chose us. He's one of the best baseball players to ever play the game. And so he chose us, so we don't hold him to the same standard.
So I don't view it. I understand what you're saying. To me, if they were bad, I'd be annoyed. If they were mediocre, I'd be annoyed. But like, if they make the playoffs 5 more years in a row and they just never break through, it's the third best run the franchise has ever had. How is that disappointing?
I think that's unacceptable. I think that we've gotten so far. We've gotten enamored so far with a player of his caliber that chose us, because, like Black Greedy says, I'm not calling you out, Black Greedy, so don't get all up in your feelings on this weekend. But every time he calls, he says, thank you for choosing me.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now get the job done. Like, it just being in this city and the standard that certain, other individuals are held to, like the quarterbacks, it just feels like it's different for him because of the caliber of person he was, and now it's like, hey, since you wear the Fanatics gear and you got the tattoo and everything, you're not being held to the same standard. No, the standard is to win a championship.
But all right, but no one said that about AI. I can make the same case. People like Harper, right? They're like opposite people, but people like them. They're likable.
I hear the AI comparison, and I strongly don't feel like it's the same because AI embodied Philadelphia, in my opinion. Now, AI didn't win anything.
Some people feel that about Harper. I mean, some people feel connected to him.
No, like, they do.
Because he goes out of his way to try to say, I'm one of you.
Because he feels connected.
Yeah, right.
But it's not the same because, like I said earlier, Bryce feels like he has his finger in the mixture. Mm-hmm. Like he's the one that makes the decisions, and he's gotten some of his boys. He's got some of his boys paid.
Yeah, of course.
And he's fallen short. He's fallen short. And now he's sitting here, and I'm not like, listen, you feel the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce, in a sense, since we're comparing him to AI, AI was hurt. Every time I remember AI playing, there wasn't a time that I didn't remember him playing with a bad knee or a bad arm or whatever.
Well, he weighed about as much as me. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And he got beat up, but AI brought it every night. So, like, he brought it. Wait, let me just finish. He brought it every night. Bryce sat here a couple days ago, and we talked about it, and talked about how, hey, and I'm ad-libbing. I'm going to put a little hot sauce on it because, you know, that's what I do. Hey, I don't know how I feel.
We'll see.
I'm going to see how, you know, I'm day-to-day. I didn't took like 85 swings. I don't know what I'm going to get. This is, hey, rehab, it only can go so far. I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah,
like he said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Yeah, he said that.
So now we're sitting here and we're trying to figure out what the hell the next 6 years going to look like. That's why we have it. Bryce Harper had to have.
And they might not look great the next six and a half.
That's what I'm saying. With AI, it was a respect there because AI, okay, dang, little fella out there getting beat up. But he brought it every night. I can't think of any time that I felt like AI was, well, when he was older and, you know, he was done. But when he was in his prime, he didn't take days off.
All right. Now, I want to add to your comparison because I think I want to say this the right way. They're different and they're unique personalities and they're different. They both connect in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But when we like someone, we do give some passes around here.
Natural.
Okay. Let me bring up the pass that AI gets. AI didn't take care of his body. We all know the stories, right?
No, he would take it. He would hang out.
He brought it on the court, and he gave every ounce of energy he had on the court, and everyone here appreciated it from him. But he didn't take care of his body. I mean, he didn't. He didn't take training seriously. I mean, we all laugh at the practice thing now, but think about that in retrospect. What was he saying? The little things didn't matter, but yet we liked him. And my point is this. If Bryce ends without a title, I still think the whole thing is a success because of he revived this. And I could say the same thing about the Sixers. The Sixers had an amazing run in the 80s, and they won the title, and Dr. J and Moses. But since then, what have the Sixers been other than the Iverson era? Mostly garbage and disappointment.
Garbage is so
strong. I mean, they've been garbage and or disappointment.
Garbage!
Mediocre.
The only time that this city was truly proud of the Sixers in the last 40 years was AI's teams. And I view the Phillies like that now with Bryce. Like, this city was proud of them in 22. That the trip to the World Series, taking the Astros almost to the brink, I think it's similar. Let's grab Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
How's everybody good?
Bruce,
man.
What's up?
Oh, man, I tell you. But, you know, this whole Bryce thing is, you know, I've been one of those people. I've been more of a critic of Bryce. Starting when I think it was a year after they went to the championship and his agent, you know, he wanted a pay raise and you know, that controversy just kind of went away. But I kind of kept an eye open on him about that. And then I, you know, I would get on about being a panderer in chief and all that. But let me just say something about Bryce is that I believe that, I mean, if we don't win a title, it would still be a success story of his legacy. And I kind of just, you know, when you look at the Iverson era, when you look at the Donovan era with the Eagles, there are a couple of things that come out. I don't know, Sixers are probably in a different space. But let's just look at Donovan and what he did for the Eagles. During the Donovan era, although they did not win a championship, I traveled all over the country, all over the world. Donovan, despite not winning a championship, took the Eagles that elevated the Eagles to a permanent winning culture forever. It transformed them since the 80s, the last time they went to the Super Bowl. And they've never really come down off of that, except plus or minus a few seasons. And so when I look at the Phillies over the last 5 years, what he has done has been phenomenal for the Phillies. The intangible things of getting agents and making them relevant. Would it be disappointing? Yes, it would. But the Phillies are in a place, even this year, I mean, if they make some adjustments, they could make another legitimate run.
They have the pitching. It's a matter of figuring out the offense and the bullpen. Yep.
Right. But to that point, I just think that we just have to wait and see. The difficulty with what we're dealing with now is obviously Bryce is in decline, and we don't know what that's going to look like and how that's going to pan out. But that's neither here nor there. If they don't win, I've enjoyed the Phillies. I've enjoyed the excitement. I mean, it would be nice to get a title, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over, because there's a lot of teams out there that can't say that they've done what
we've
done.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Respect. Yeah, it is. All right, so Bruce, what do you want to say about DeCameron Fritz? Where you at?
Now, DeCameron Fritz, look, I'm pulling for Fritz. I just listened to the morning show today. And freaking DeCameron was peacocking, you know, I like to use that word, about maybe just quitting and showing him mercy. That just really got under my skin, because I just don't like that guy. I don't like that guy at all. Especially he's peacocking this morning like you does on his
Yeah, we all get annoyed by that.
I don't peacock.
Well, stop. Bruce, we appreciate it. Happy July 4th.
I don't have to, because I live rent-free in y'all head every
day. No, you peacock.
I don't peacock.
No, you. What do you say? Oh, I find it fascinating. I find it interesting.
I do start out with that.
Yeah, that's peacocking.
That's not peacocking.
That is a soft way of I told you so.
I'm just saying.
I told you so.
I find it fascinating. It just sounds better.
It does. Well, it sounds like, oh, I'm smarter than all of you. And now,
definitely not that.
When it comes to all defense luxury, you really think you're on something there.
I'm just saying, though, I get so many different examples of me being in that wheelhouse on a daily basis. I mean, I don't even have to say it. It's just like every time y'all hear something about it, y'all be like, damn it, he's going to be annoying.
Of course, the irony is the Eagles won the Super Bowl in the back of their defense, which you ignore. Yeah, that didn't happen.
They did a good job.
All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, Harper at the half. Is this thing a success, the Harper era without a World Series? Yes or no? Where do you come down? And we'll check in with you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say on Bryce and probably us today. And should Hugh Douglas go to the block party in his neighborhood this weekend? Tomorrow? Of course he should. Is he going to?
No.
Of course he's not. Midday he's show. Not Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special, everybody. Marinated carnitas. And they're boneless. And they're tasty. Juicy. Flavor for days. This is your average pork roast, everybody. This is the next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or when you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork, everybody. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, have you made a decision yet on the block party bar?
Oh, I'm not going.
Just ignoring 80% of the voters that want you to go?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love you guys. Love you to death. You I'm not going. I don't feel like going.
Little potato salad and small talk.
Not definitely ain't nobody potato
There's
salad.
There's any good food there. How do you know,
Francisco, that the food
there's
is
normally
be good.
Good food yeah. at parties.
At July 4th parties, yeah. Couple glizzies and you're on your way.
I need no glizzies.
Break the ice. Just tell people, you know, show people how you eat hot dogs.
Well, that'll be a conversation starter for
it's
sure.
Like, it's a unique thing. Just be like, hey, I wanna, this is how I eat hot dogs. And you can talk about that.
I feel like eating hot dogs the way you do is almost more conversational than if you ate it normal. No one even noticed.
Just don't feel like, not going.
Yeah.
I'll probably go to the movies, though, go see Jurassic Park.
It's supposed to be good.
I heard. Well, it all depends because,
it's going to be bad.
Me and Spike, we kind of talked about it a little bit.
Is he going?
Spike's going with his actual wife, so I don't have a date.
What do you mean, actual wife?
I mean, well, his wife.
No, he said actual.
Like I'm his. I was his date.
Oh,
I'm using his date.
I get
so
it.
Now he's taking.
You're
his
movie.
I'm
wife.
I'm his movie wife. What? Damn, I walked into that.
You did.
Walk right into that. We do not clip that either, Francisco. You better not clip that. We gonna have a problem. I'm his movie. I'm his movie date for the most part.
Yeah, sure.
And so now he's saying going with his wife. So now I got to figure out. You know, I'll probably take my son.
You got stood up.
Man, you got stood up.
He found someone better to go to the movies with.
Way better.
Yeah, he did.
Way
all
better.
All right, coming up in a little bit, we'll get to you people, what they're yelling about today. Probably us and what one of us said. Probably some thoughts on Hugh's
one of us.
Block party. And I did look in there to see what you people were saying. They were fighting about Bryce Harper, which means they're chiming in with the show today. Kurt in Overbrook is up. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Kurt. What's up, man?
Oh, man, just laughing at you guys. First off, I want to say, it's cool that you is hanging with the HBCU guys. You know, I'm an HBCU alumni myself, Hampton University. So you got to hang with the guys. Even though we hate the Cowboys, HBCU love come first.
So he gets a pass for the Cowboys.
Well, I mean,
stuff.
It is what it is. Yeah. You go to HBCU, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's the brotherhood that you got to hang out with, especially as we get older. The other rivalry comes second to the love. So I understand that. Even though I hate the Cowboys, it's all good. My thing with you, though, Joe, with your crazy takes all the time, like now you plant based. You want to give?
I am plant based.
I kind of inadvertently caught a straight.
Yeah, yeah. So why am I plant based? What did I do now?
Because you give Bryce a pass. He's like the assistant GM. Imagine if Donovan could have said, "Yo, I need a receiver now." Like he was saying earlier, I need a receiver now. Like earlier in the thing, we would have won, but they let Bryce pick all the players, give everybody $300 million, and they still falling short. So to be a true success, you got to win the chip.
So, but I think so. You may think I'm silly, but I am being consistent. Like I do think
that you got that counts for something.
I'm always silly. Like I do think the Donovan era was a success. They were really good.
And
he went to five title games.
I didn't think you. you said that as I was listening. I was on hold. You said that, so I'm like, I can't go that way because he admitted that they were still a success in his eyes. But to everybody else, they were good. But until we win the chip, like my dad always said, without the chip, you can't.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that
so
ring.
So, Kurt, I agree with. I understand that, but don't you give a little extra credit if the guy comes in when the team is down? Like Bryce came in, the Phillies stunk, and now they're obviously a contender. When Donovan and Andy got here, I mean Hugh was here, but obviously the offense was a joke. They couldn't move the ball, so I give those guys extra credit because they made the team really good.
I give it to you. You consistent. Big Red and Five and Hugh and those guys, they turned it around, and we've been, pretty good until we started winning chips. Now we're great.
Right.
But without the chip, you can't be a true success. You can be good, but not a true success. Like you say, you keep bringing up AI now.
Yeah.
With AI was a different beast because it was like he revolutionized the basketball altogether with bringing kind of the streetball element in, the streetwear culture, changing the way people look, tattoos, cornrows.
More of an icon.
More than just,
yes, he was bigger. He was almost bigger than basketball. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Exactly. So you can't really, I mean, Bryce is cool, but he's not that. We love him here. Fanatic, they call him the panda or whatever, but I people eat it up. So everybody loves him, but we got to win.
Well, I think that's what we all want. Kurt, we all want that. Kurt, we appreciate the phone call. And I mean, you could say I'm silly, but at least I'm consistently silly. I mean, that I'll accept that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So one thing, you mentioned something about AI, because I keep coming back to the AI-Bryce thing, because I think although they are totally different people, but they're similar in that they're loved here.
Mm-hmm.
Why they're loved, how they're loved, right? Like, people love Bryce, people loved AI. Neither's got a ring. Both went to the championship round one time. You know, we talk a lot about AI and how he kind of he was tough and he fought through injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bryce Harper did hit the Phillies to the World Series on a torn UCL. Like, he needed Tommy John surgery and played the whole year with the injury, right? He moved, they had a DH, right, because he couldn't throw the baseball anymore. That, I think that counts for something.
Oh, no, and listen, came to play first base.
Right, when Reese got hurt.
And played it extremely well, I might add. But at the end of the day, it's a different feel because of the way, bottom line is this, and this is where when we started this conversation, I said a lot of this is based in illogical thinking. But at the end of the day, we are sports fans because on some level, the player that we love the most is relatable to us in a certain way. Like, that's the bottom line. And that's why a lot of times we had these arguments and stuff and people want to talk about it, they get upset because it might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to them. And with Bryce Harper, when I think of when because it's a great comparison, because when you talk about the aura that is both of them and the fact that they were both highly touted when they came out, they both kind of had the similar careers. But Allen Iverson is remembered differently because he's looked at as the more gritty player.
Yeah, even though of his size.
Yeah, even though Bryce, to your point, he's played through a lot of pain. But I think the thing that kind of sticks out, because we're always prisoners of the moment, is the last time that we talked to Bryce and we sat here in full panic mode, like, what the hell is this talking about?
It was not a great soundbite. It wasn't.
He said,
it made me feel like crap.
I don't know. And to be fair, there might have been some AI moments where he did the same thing.
But we're here now.
But I don't remember those. Yeah. I don't remember those because I'm here. I'm in this moment.
Also, yesterday, he only played one of the two games of the doubleheader. Which,
yes, he did.
I was wondering this morning, I think they have.
That's what you wanted.
But that's what is what
no,
I wanted.
No, that's what we thought that was probably going to happen. We wanted him to play both of them.
I think they have 75 games left. How many, if you had a guess right now, how many games the rest of the season is Bryce playing? Because I feel like they're going to start baking in
load management.
Schedule days.
Yeah, right. Like once a week, maybe he doesn't play.
Like 40?
Wow.
Is that?
That's not much.
Wait a minute. How many 50? We got left now?
We have 70. We have 75 games left.
Did that quick ass math.
How many do you think he's going to play of the 75? Let's rule out 75.
50.
50?
Well, I mean, damn, Joe, you're asking me. It's not.
This is not great.
It's not great the way he said it.
I know.
to be honest, and another thing is, for me, is he handpicked some of the guys that are here.
That really gets you.
Well, it does. Because
and then it's not ridiculous. Like it's fair to bring up.
And he's in an era where I guarantee you, if AI could have did it, he would have probably picked. He would have probably picked some different teammates. You know what I mean?
I was wondering how you were going to say that. He would have picked better teammates.
I was going to say
different. Yeah, of course he would.
He would have picked some different teammates. Because who was on that? Was Snow? Eric Snow?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not trying to take a shot at Snow, but you don't want to remember one of the memories I have of Eric. When he was doing the broadcast.
He fell asleep.
Dog, that was, I was like, oh, baby, that ain't, you know what I mean? That was when I first started doing it. First started out in this business, and I'm like, damn, he just set us all back by a couple years. I was like, damn, they ain't gonna never get a brother's chance now. He was, and then Joe, he said, oh, I fell asleep. I didn't, now, no disrespect. I can see falling asleep at a baseball game if there's a lull. How the hell you fall asleep on the broadcast at the basketball game, though?
So I found the headline of the article the next day. Headline, so we're fairly certain Eric Snow fell asleep during Wednesday Sixers game. I mean, just an all-time moment. So, yeah, obviously, AI would have picked better teammates. He dragged that team there to the finals.
Hey, and if anybody's out there, Eric Snow fan, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up the past, but I just thought it was funny.
You know what it is? It's one of those things where when you say his name, you can't not think of it. You did nothing wrong by bringing it up.
He said, oh, I fell asleep. How you fall asleep at a basketball game?
You know what you can't ever do now?
What's that?
Fall asleep during the show.
No, I can't. Well, I have. I did, but hold up. First of all.
You're on YouTube now, too.
But
so.
Wait a minute. Oh, first of all.
You people will get you, will no, eat you alive.
I was on the show. Rhea probably remember this.
You fell asleep in the morning show?
Man, listen.
With Angelo?
And the only reason why I didn't cuss out immediately is because my head hit the microphone and was like, boop. And I woke up and Angela was like, did you just fall asleep? And he thought it was funny. Any other time, I'd have got cussed out completely. Probably got kicked off the show.
You would have been done.
Yeah. But he let it go that because it was at the Borgata. I remember okay. That's it was at the Borgata. And, you know, those riding down there and coming in late, that was rough. So, yeah, I fell asleep. Head hit the microphone. It was bad. It was real bad.
So I think the morning show is a little different because Angelo is, and Joe does too, and John, they have a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you could have a lull where maybe they don't go to you for a few minutes and you fall asleep. If you fell asleep during this show,
That'd be a problem.
It'd be a different problem.
No, I fell asleep,
because the conversation is pretty free-flowing, and if you were out, we would roast
man,
you.
I fell asleep, hit. I remember hitting it, and Ann's like, oh, my God, did you just fall asleep?
I do have a plan now. I just concocted a plan. If you ever fall asleep during this show, I think what I'll do is I will walk over there. I will unplug your headphones so you don't hear us. And then Kyle and I will see how long we can talk until you wake up.
The only time I fall asleep now is when we go to the ballpark or do fantasy football.
You mean at like 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was falling asleep yesterday when we was at the game.
Yeah, you said it was past your bedtime.
It was way past my bedtime.
By the way, you teed it up, Hugh. We found it. Here is the audio of the NBC Sports Philadelphia broadcast with Eric Snow.
Against some of the bigger, stronger power forwards in the NBA. And even now a little niche for Evan Turner and giving him the ball where he tends to excel. You meditating?
Well, I thought I was... trying to stay a wolf. You have some people, you know, that kind of wear on you.
I hear you.
They're kind of get you a little sleepy.
He said, what was that, Mark Zumoff?
You meditated?
He said, so basically that was Mark's fault. Because your voice is real soothing.
Oh, he's throwing his...
Snelly admitted it, too.
Yeah.
He was like, I was trying to stay woke.
Mark said, you meditate?
Well, I mean, he didn't want to totally throw him under the bus, but like, what are you supposed to do? Because if he doesn't go to, if he doesn't hear that voice, people are like, is he there? Why isn't he throwing it to Eric? You can't avoid it. It's an all-timer. I mean, it is an all-time
moment.
I
don't think I would admit it. I'd be like, yeah, man, I had a senior moment. That's what I would have said.
So, obviously, that's a game on TV. It's a little bit different because Mark had to like bring it up. Do you ever see, there was a clip of Mike Francesa, Hugh. He used to do the talk show up in New York, the afternoon host.
Mm-hmm.
He fell asleep hosting solo once while a guest was on. And there's video of it because the show was on TV at that point. Like, he just was out as the guest was rambling on for like 5 minutes.
I mean, that can happen because some people have those soothing voices, man, that they do have the ability to put you to sleep.
Yeah, but you're
must not have gotten good sleep the night before.
No, yeah. I mean, I tend to go to bed early, so yeah. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that problem. Let's go to Mark in Philly. What's up, Mark?
Hello?
Hello, Mark.
Hi, the moment was almost too big for me.
It was. We almost had to put you go 1, 2, 3, and you're out. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Real quick, side topics. Hugh, the only way to endear yourself with people is by being yourself, and you're a super genuine guy, so don't go to the damn thing if you don't want to. I do believe that Harper at the half has been a resounding success because it brought baseball back to Philly, and, you know, I've been following the Phillies since the 60s, and they've lost 95 games every year, and so this has been, like, glorious for me. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness, how great is this?
Yeah, so Mark, yeah, I think sometimes that's lost, right? And you brought up the kind of the history of it. Like, you know, they had the great run, obviously, late 70s into the 80s. They had the great run 07 to 11. But other than that, the Phillies don't usually have great runs. So, like, this is one of the best runs, even though they haven't won it yet. This is a pretty special Phillies run they're in.
I agree, and bringing Harper here was like it was like bringing Tommy here when I opened the Citizens Bank Park. You know, it was like, you know, he kept Howard in the minors, but it was a genius move for the franchise. So I think it's a success. So and I think regarding the Harper era, I think, you know, they got good when Schwarber and Thompson got here, and that's not his fault. What I just wanted to say is I looked into him because I was trying to defend Harper with people I know, and what I found out is there's sort of a mythology about how productive he is.
In terms of we think he's more productive than he really is that what you mean?
I'm saying that exactly. I mean, so if I asked you to guess, since Bohm came up, who has more RBIs for the Phillies, Bohm or Harper?
So I would guess Bohm. I think to be fair with the context of that, Harper's on-base percentage hitting in front of Bohm is a big reason why Bohm gets all those RBIs. But I think it's Bohm.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah.
And he's also a productive two-strike men on base hitter. But I looked at Harper's stats because I'm like, these guys are wrong. You know, for his career, he averages like 72 RBIs a season, and he averages 83 runs a season and 27 home runs a season. And I think when people say, yeah, well, even if he diminishes, he'll get back to, you know, hitting 280 and 30 home runs. Well, he doesn't hit 30 home runs. And his lifetime average before these injuries is 280. So, I mean, I love the guy. I mean, he's a great player. And the postseason, you know, memories have been incredible, but I think we overvalue the productivity for his whole career, and I think that at the halfway point of his career, I couldn't have asked for any more from the guy, because, you know, he's been great. But how do you picture if he does fall off, how do you picture fan perception of that?
Well, that's Mark, it's interesting, because I think Ryan Howard, and we appreciate the call, Mark, Ryan Howard suffered from it, Hugh, because Ryan Howard fell off physically.
Yeah,
but he was
fast.
But he had a long-term contract here, so we had to watch. It's always kind of depressing to watch a former great athlete
go through what they go through.
Like, so Jimmy got traded. Utley got traded. We didn't really have to watch them crawl to the end. Like, Jimmy Rollins at the end was playing for the White Sox and the Giants, and, like, he was crawling to the end. And a lot of athletes are. We watched the Ryan Howard crawl to the end. I hope that's not what the next six and a half years of Bryce are. But, I mean, it's certainly possible the end is not great. All right, let's get to you people, see what they're talking about today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
All right, so we got a late entry here, going off the sleep thing. Narcoleptic Douglas.
Oh, we'll throw that into the bracket.
I mean,
next year.
I don't feel attacked by that one. That's a good one
because it's real.
I mean, yeah. I fall asleep in heartbeat.
There's been a lot of negativity towards Bryce in the chat, and a lot of like just infactual stuff.
Someone, oh,
Bryce is cooked. He's Bryce Embiid now.
Bryce Embiid.
I've noticed a lot in the YouTube. It's a lot of Bryce crumbles in the big moments.
Well, that's not true. The guy's OPS in the postseason is over 1,000. I mean, what are we talking about?
What big moments are they talking about?
So I don't know. They're just saying he doesn't perform in the big moments. So I've noticed a lot of that.
Well, that feels like we're cherry picking what's a big moment and what's not.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying. What is your definition of a big moment?
I mean, if you want to say game 6 and 7 against the Diamondbacks, game 6 against the Astros, but like the Padres moment isn't a big moment.
Yeah, Bedlam is the biggest moment.
They're all big. That's the postseason.
Yeah. Coming to Hugh here. Wonder if this is Brian in the chat. I wonder if gummies would improve Hugh's video gaming skills. That would be one hell of a live stream.
I'm not bad, Brian. You don't want none of this. I played that. Well, I haven't played in a while.
But what happened to MLB The Show with the kids?
Oh, no, I got crushed. That's what he's talking. Okay, Brian, I get it. That's what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't play MLB The Show. Kids took advantage of me, man. I don't appreciate that.
I'm still mad at you guys for bunting yesterday.
Well, we were sometimes we're trying to rally.
That's the only offense we have.
Yeah, we were getting shut down. I mean, they were throwing Wheeler. We were in trouble. Yeah. Also, I felt like we were getting desperate as the game went on. We were getting shut out.
Yeah, we were, and I just had to do something.
And I got, when we're pitching, Hugh's getting pitch clock violation after pitch clock violation. Yeah, we were in a bad way.
So. Yeah. You guys
that hurt a little bit, Brian. You brought back a bad memory.
Of two days ago.
And then one more. Scott on YouTube, he said, Fran, ask if Hugh would do a hugging booth for charity.
I've done that before.
You have?
Yeah.
Hugging booth?
That's a real thing.
I did a hugging booth.
Yeah.
It was in Atlanta, so it was a lot different.
What does that mean?
It just was different. It was different.
All these different things.
It was just a thought.
I'm going to ask a question I'm already regretting asking. Do people give hugs differently in Atlanta versus Philadelphia?
Well, it was
just, I mean, just like hugs.
Well, it was I put it like this. Being here in Philadelphia, I have a feeling just because they know it would make me squirm, that it would be more guys that would want hugs.
Oh, so the hugs are hugs. It's who the hugs are coming from.
Well, the volume of hugs, I think, would probably come from more men than anything.
Well, you're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
I mean, it's not, I mean, you know, it would be, it would just, you know, it would be more awkward than anything.
Yeah, when they're hugging you here, they're thinking about the hit on Sean King. Yeah, when they're hugging you there, it's just like freaking hugging booth. It's a little bit different. Let's grab Rob in Overbrook. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, guys? How you guys
doing? What's going
on? Good, Rob. What's up?
Listen, this Bryce Harper thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to lay it out to you. Hopefully, you can understand it.
Okay, I'll try.
Don't ever compare him to Allen Iverson.
Why?
Ever?
Why?
In your life? Because the difference between him and Allen Iverson, and Hugh knows this, is Allen Iverson bought it. Now, his team wasn't good enough, but he didn't choke out in a finals game. He didn't choke out in a playoff game. He bought every playoff game, even when they lost to the Lakers. He bought it every night.
Bryce Harper didn't bring it in the playoffs against all of 2022 when he hit them to the World Series?
Not the last two games. See, here's the thing, Joe. You keep – let me – as an athlete, let me ask you this. If an athlete does great in the NFC Championship game, but he stinks in the Super Bowl, what is he considered?
He didn't have a good game. I mean,
That's the big game. Don't tell me about the NFC, the NCAA.
I know where you're going with it.
Don't tell me about this stuff. Don't tell me about it. Because if you don't get it's like, and you put those games up, the Astros, the Diamondbacks, that's choking. Don't tell me about what he did before that. Because there are big moments and then there are the biggest moments. All right? The biggest moments this guy choked out.
So how about the rest of the finals after game one? I know his team wasn't as good. Allen Iverson did not play at the same level past game one the rest of the series. He shot 34%, 40%, 40, 43. He missed 19 shots in game two. He made 10. He didn't play as well.
But he still bought it.
Hold on. He had 48 points in game one. They beat the Lakers. In game two, to go up 2-0, he had 23. How is that any different than saying Bryce Harper hit in one series and then he struggled in the final few games of the World Series? It's the same thing. Neither did enough.
No, listen, because the Lakers were able to adjust their defense to stop that one.
And the Astros that were better had the best pitching staff in one of the best ever, and they dominated the last few games. It's the same thing, Rob.
It's not.
Because you don't want it to be, and that's fine. I mean, that you know, we gotta go. But like, you don't. It is similar. You just don't want it to be because you don't want it to be. Like, it is what it is. Neither so far, obviously, AI's done, was good enough to win a championship. Bryce hasn't been so far. I still consider a success. Hugh, I consider Harper at the half a success. The show, I mean.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day.
Fun day.
Good day.
Fran, we appreciate you hopping in for Kyle 3 days this week. Hugh, I am off to a little vacation.
Have fun at your vacation.
I'm going to be in the in Mount Olympic, National Park.
Fun.
Yeah. In Washington State, hiking. Is that your scene?
No, I'm not
I didn't
hiking.
Think so.
Hey, man, make sure that with the cougars, watch out for the cougars and everything.
Cougars?
They've been attacking.
They have bears. Oh. There's bears there.
There's cougars, too.
All right, I'll watch out. You guys have a great July 4th. Enjoy the week next week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hugh, enjoy July 4th, the block party. With the
you as
neighbors.
Well. Not going to the block party.
Oh, come on.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll all see you there. All right, the afternoon show's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.